live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the fire service and local community are praised after bringing a gorse fire under control in West Donegal. It comes as Donegal County Council issues a further condition orange fire danger notice until Friday of this week. 2,837 new COVID-19 cases are reported nationally. The Taoiseach says people who cut turf and share it with their neighbours will not be penalised under the planned turf cutting ban. Investigations continue into a hit and run in Letterkenny on Sunday, and two more arrests are made by police in Strabane investigating the alleged activities of the INLA. Oisín's here with sports news later on. That's coming at around 5:15. But we begin with praise for the local community and the fire service after a gorse fire was brought under control in West Donegal yesterday. The blaze broke out in the Crawley area, close to a number of properties. Locals were first on the scene. The blaze was then brought under control with the assistance of fire service appliances from Dunloe, Falcarra and Lenties. Councillor Micheál Cullum-Gillaspach says yesterday's events prove another example of how a proposed task force to tackle gorse fires would be beneficial. However, he says Donegal County Council doesn't seem to be embracing the idea.
Yet again, the fire service have been second to none. There were three brigades out yesterday from Glenties, from Ahuahania, Agus Falcarra, along with the local community, and we can't not but praise the local community that they were first on the scene. They went straight out through the bogs to fight the gorse fires, to save the homes in the area, and it was really important. It shows you how really important it is that the local volunteers are when it comes to gorse fires. We've been talking about this for a very long time. It's only a couple of weeks ago that I requested a meeting with senior staff within the fire service and director of Donegal County Council, who came to meet us in the Glenties MD. But I have to say now, very disappointed towards the attitude towards the proposal that's coming clearly from the community, which is that we would set up something similar to the first responders, but that we would set it up as a first responders to gorse fires, not to replace the fire service in any shape or form. And it was clear from the local community, and especially after the big fires over 3 years ago, that they wanted something like this. They wanted to engage with the council, they wanted to engage with the fire service and the trade union to try to put something in place that would stop the spread of the gorse fires. Because bear in mind, it's the local community who are the first there, and it is their homes, their neighbours and their families' property that they're protecting.
Councillor Micheál Cullum-Gillaspach there. Well, the fire in Crawley came as Donegal County Council were extending a condition orange fire danger notice until midday on Friday. The council urging people to take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires. Landowners and members of the public are being urged to be vigilant and to report any uncontrolled or unattended fires immediately. People also being urged to cut back any vegetation in the vicinity of buildings and oil tanks and not to engage in any activity that could cause wildfires. Coherlogh, Councillor Jack Murray says every area of Donegal has been affected in recent years.
Over the last number of years, particularly across the county, we've seen just how dangerous they can be. The threat to both life and property is extreme. So I would have asked people to be conscious of that and be extremely careful at this time of the year, because we've seen the devastating effects of these fires in the past, so we want to avoid that at all costs.
Council basically saying, look, don't do things that could start a fire and do anything you can to prevent fires from happening. And really what the council is saying to people is, bottom line, use your common sense.
That's it. Just look, we know how they start, we know what they can do, but exactly, people need to apply common sense and not do anything that could start these fires, because we've seen too that the toll it takes as people react to communities drafted in the civil defence and of course the fire service have reacted heroically in the past to this, but ultimately we shouldn't be calling those people. We should be focusing our energies elsewhere, and people need to apply common sense and just take measures to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Councillor Coherlogh, Councillor Jack Murray. 2,837 new COVID-19 cases have been reported today. 1,236 confirmed through PCR tests. 1,601 people meanwhile registering positive antigen tests on the HSE portal. 477 COVID-19 patients in hospital today. That's down 55 on yesterday. Of those, 33 in ICU. That's also down, this time by 10. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospitals show 17 infected patients there, three of them in intensive care. The Taoiseach says people who cut turf and share it with their neighbours will not be penalised by the planned turf cutting ban. In the Dáil today, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, described the plan as half-baked and called for it to be scrapped. However, the Taoiseach said opponents need to calm down.
In any event, it's been made crystal clear that people who have bogs, who normally cut their turf, will continue to be able to do that. They will continue to be able to share that with their neighbours. The traditional practices in rural Ireland will continue in relation to turf. You just need a bit of calm, perspective and balance in all of this, and we can resolve this pragmatically.
Investigations are continuing into a hit and run in Letterkenny on Sunday night last. A car exiting Larkins Lane was struck by an oncoming blue BMW, which was travelling in the wrong direction on the Pierce Road. The BMW failed to remain at the scene. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone with information to contact Gardaí.
My colleagues in Letterkenny are appealing for witnesses to this collision that happened on the Pierce Road. You may be familiar with the road. It's down Larkins Lane, one on Main Street. You go down past the tyre centre there, and then you come out and you're opposite McDonald's, kind of, and it's only like a one way you can turn left. But unfortunately, this innocent person was turning left, and a blue BMW was travelling in the wrong direction on the road and collided with the car, and subsequently failed to stop and continued on driving after crashing. It headed towards Old Town. I don't have a full registration at this stage, but I'm sure that's been examined on camera footage at the moment. So anybody that was on the Pierce Road at the time of the collision or witnessed this again, or maybe if they have dash cam, anybody might know this blue BMW that has damage to the front, that was used on Pierce Road or Old Town Road in the, on Sunday night between 9:40pm and 10pm, please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny, 9167 100.
Garda Niall Maguire there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Will Garda also renewing an appeal for information after a motorcyclist was seriously injured in a weekend crash in South Donegal. The driver of the motorcycle was airlifted to Sligo University Hospital following the single vehicle collision at around 20 to 3 on Sunday. It happened at Trumman West in Lahey. Garda asking other road users who were in the area at the time and may have dashcam footage to come forward. Police from the PSNI's Paramilitary Crime Task Force investigating offences linked to the INLA have made a further two arrests in Strabane. Two men, one aged 59, the other 64, were arrested today under the Terrorism Act. Both remain in custody. A 40-year-old man arrested last night in Derry also remains in custody. Also in Strabane today, police were in attendance at the Melmont Road area of the town where a funeral was being held. They say evidence was gathered, and following the funeral, a number of items, including clothing, were seized. All evidence gathered will now be reviewed. An exhibition of archives relating to the treaty is coming to Donegal. The Treaty 1921 Records from the Archives exhibition will open at Donegal County Museum next week. It'll remain open until the 31st of May. The exhibition uses press cuttings, documents and other media to place the treaty negotiations in the political context of the time of Donegal's six TDs. Four voted in favour of the treaty and two against. Donegal County Council archivist Niamh Brennan says a lot of work has gone into securing the exhibition for the county.
This amazing exhibition has already been held at Dublin Castle and in London around the time of the centenary of the signing of the Anglo-Irish Treaty. So we're very excited to bring it to Donegal, because Donegal is the only place in the northern half of the county that is taking it. So that's a really great thing for Donegal. We're delighted.
And what can people attending the exhibition expect?
As people probably know, obviously the Anglo-Irish Treaty was signed in December 1921 by the negotiators or plenipotentiaries, including Michael Collins and Arthur Griffith on the Irish side, and Lloyd George and Winston Churchill and others on the British side. And but to get back to that point, we kind of have to go back to the truce of July 1921 and the initial negotiations between De Valera and Lloyd George in London. So the exhibition takes us from the truce, from the end of the War of Independence, right through to January, or to the end of December, really, I suppose, and the journey, the physical journey that took place between all the people who had to go to London. And it's very interesting, because it shows records that have not been seen before from the National Archives, from UCD and from the National Library. And we'll also be showing some of our own archives, and they include, you know, records of the women who were not really known about at the time, secretaries who went over, cooks, housekeepers, security personnel, all these people who nobody had known about before, as well as obviously the extremely famous people.
Neil Brenner speaking to Michaela Clark. HICWA has published inspection reports on two centres for older people in Donegal today. Inspections were carried out at Dunloe Community Hospital and Carndonna Community Hospital. The inspections took place in December, as Michaela Clark now reports.
Inspectors identified two areas of non-compliance at Carndonna Community Hospital, while other sections were found to be substantially compliant or compliant. Inspectors say the layout of some four-bedded rooms did not meet the assessed needs of residents, and while improvements were noticed, additional improvements were required in the overall governance and management of the centre. Inspectors say oversight of the physical environment was not robust, and the repairing or replacement of broken items was not addressed promptly. Inspectors were not assured that resources were identified to ensure the physical environment was maintained to a satisfactory standard, or that fire precautions were sufficiently reviewed. While care plans were person-centred, some information was found to be missing or required clarity, while questions were raised over the privacy and dignity of residents. One resident was not supported to access a specialist review, which had been recommended by their GP. In relation to Dunloe Community Hospital, inspectors found it to be mostly compliant. Some rooms in the centre were found unsuitable for some specific residents' needs. The provider was found to have failed to ensure that residents were able to participate in the organisation of the designated centre through regular resident meetings. As identified in the previous inspection, an oxygen cylinder was observed stored in a fire exit corridor.
Gardaí are inviting people to a series of informal meetings across the country tomorrow for National Community Engagement Day. Gardaí, along with the IFA and National Rural Safety Forum, are hosting meetings at over 300 venues across the country, 16 of them in Donegal. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Gardaí say local community officers, IFA branch representatives and representatives from local community groups involved in the National Rural Safety Forum will engage with people at the briefings. The informal meetings will last about an hour and discuss rural safety, crime prevention and security. Gardaí have welcomed the return of the meetings, saying engagement, partnership and problem solving within local communities is essential to their mission of keeping people safe. In Donegal, events are taking place in Ballintra, Ballyshannon, Carndonna, Carrick, Castlefin, Creasla, Dunloe, Gortahark, Killigarden, Letterkenny, Milford, Newton Cunningham, Pettigo and the Twin Towns. More details and times of each event are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with badminton. Rafoe's Rachel Dara is through to the last 16 in the women's singles at the European Championships in Madrid. She comfortably won her second match of the championships, beating Katrin Nudolt of Austria today, 21-5, 21-6. The Donegal player, who is ranked 148th in the world, will take on a Turkish Nelishan Egit on Wednesday. She is ranked 118 places higher than Dara in the world standings. On Monday, Rachel opened her account in Spain with a straight sets win over a Bulgarian opponent. And also earlier today, she teamed up with Paul Reynolds, but the Irish duo lost their mixed doubles match to Serbian opponents in straight sets. And Joshua McGee also teamed up with Reynolds for the men's doubles, but they also went down in straight sets. To get at games, Donegal's Michael Murphy has been named the GA.ie Footballer of the Week. The Glenswilly man received 5,256 votes on the GA's official Instagram page, which put him ahead of Galway's Paul Conroy and Wicklow's Kevin Quinn. The Donegal captain was the main man for Donegal in their fine one over Armagh last Sunday, where of course he scored 6 points, two of them from play, and he was also at the heart of many of the attacking thrusts over the course of the match. Along with Murphy, Donegal also had Sean Patton, Brendan McCall and Michael Langan named in the team of the week yesterday. Tyrone have been handed a significant boost ahead of this Sunday's Ulster football quarter-final against Derry. Conor McKenna is set to be available for selection, having had his red card he received against Fermanagh rescinded last night. The forward was sent off late in the 7-point win over the Erin Menin and Enniskillen on the weekend before last. League of Ireland football, Finn Harps will be without captain David Webster for the remainder of the season. The club has confirmed he's a serious knee injury after being stretchered off in the clash with Bohemians earlier in the month. Harps are currently ninth in the SSE, our trusty Premier Division table. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola faces a selection headache at right back for tonight's first leg of the Champions League semi-final. Gael Cancelo is suspended and Kyle Walker is likely out injured for the visit of Real Madrid to the Etihad. City haven't conceded a goal in any of their last four Champions League outings, and Guardiola says defence will be key tonight again.
So yeah, I have to defend well, yeah, of course. And yeah, of course, Benzema scored a lot of goals against Chelsea, but not just against Chelsea, all his career, and he's a fantastic player, so we know it. But yeah, we try to defend well when we have to defend, because we have moments that we have to defend and try to, you know, to create chances to score goals. This is going to happen.
Also tonight, there's three games in the English Championship, including Fulham against Nottingham Forest. Barnsley take on Blackpool and Swansea host Bournemouth. And there's an Irish Cup semi-final as well. Newry City are playing Ballymena United at Mournview. Crusaders await the winners in the final. And one game tonight in Division 2 of the NHL and League, Buncrana Reserves are up against Rishini FC. In snooker, John Higgins leads Jack Lusowski 4-2 in their World Championship quarterfinal. On the other table, Judd Trump is 3-2 up in Stuart Bingham. Later this evening, Ronnie O'Sullivan will take a commanding 5-1 lead into the evening session of his quarterfinal with Stephen Maguire. And Mark Williams will resume it with a 4-2 advantage over Yang Bingto. And in rugby, Munster and Ireland prop Dave Kilcoyne has been ruled out for the remainder of the season. He requires surgery on a neck problem, which will see the 33-year-old spend up to 12 weeks on the sidelines. It means Kilcoyne will miss the Heineken Champions Cup quarter-final with Toulouse and Ireland's summer tour off New Zealand. That's your sport for today, Donal.
Thank you, Washing. Apino Ferry is continuing its journey into Larne after three lifeboats had to be launched to help it just off the coast. The European Causeway is travelling from Cairn Ryan in southwestern Scotland. It suffered what it's called a temporary mechanical problem. The vessel had failed a safety inspection last month, but was released from detention by the Coast Guard Agency earlier this month. A Donegal Garda has described scenes in Letterkenny on Saturday night as horrific following the broadcasting of a major boxing event. A number of fights are believed to have broken out in Main Street following the Tyson White bout. As a result, Garda are warning people of the dangers of one-punch assaults. Garda Niall Maguire says, thankfully, no serious injuries were reported.
I had a lot of incidents in Letterkenny on Saturday night. The Tyson Fury fight was on Saturday, and a big event, but unfortunately we had to deal with another maybe 10 Tyson Furies. There was a lot of punching and fighting, and you know, it's shocking to see, a witness the first time myself. We're seeing parents of kids that have been left in wheelchairs and with life-changing injuries as a result of one-punch attacks, and there was you know, horrific scenes there on the main street in Letterkenny on Saturday night. And you know, thank God we're not dealing with any significant injuries, but it's you know, it just takes one. There was a taxi driver came to the garage assistance on Saturday night too. I don't want to mention who it was, but thanks a million to that taxi driver.
Is there an issue there as well then? I read between the lines, maybe respect for the direction from guards.
Yeah, always, Greg, but okay. Unfortunately the level of intoxication, you know, the message doesn't always get through, you know. And you know, listen, the majority of people, the 99% of people went out there were themselves disgusted by what they saw as well, you know.
And the Kennebec's Fishermen's Organisation is urging the European Commission to act immediately on the presence of Russian trawlers in waters off the Faroe Islands. It's emerged a fleet of Russian freezer trawlers is operating in a zone which is shared between the UK and the Faroes. The KFO's chief executive, Sean O'Donoghue, says the Faroes are issuing blue whiting licences to Russian boats so they can get access to Russian Arctic Quad quota. Mr. O'Donoghue says while the Faroes have some autonomy on fisheries, they do form part of the Kingdom of Denmark and don't have independence on critical issues such as military strategy and foreign policy. On that basis, he believes the EU should become involved.
They have massively increased their own quota of blue whiting by 185,000 tons. They're really, in my view, sanction busting here, and it needs to be nipped in the bud.
The Faroes have a certain amount of autonomy. They are not direct members of the EU, but they are linked with Denmark, and as such, they do have links with the EU, and you believe on that basis the EU should be getting involved here?
The Faroes comes under the Danish crown in terms of military and foreign policy, not in terms of fisheries, and there really needs to be an upping here by the EU and the Danish government that this is totally unacceptable and is aiding and abetting the war in the Russia's war in the Ukraine.
Have you had any response from Brussels indicating what will be done? I mean, how aware are Brussels of what's going on here?
To be perfectly honest, this has been happening over a number of weeks. It was only on last Friday that I learned that there was licenses being issued. Up to that, I had made the Commission and our own government aware that Russian vessels were being facilitated in Faroese waters with refueling and allowing Blue Whiting to be transshipped. But last week I learned that they were issuing licenses because they want to get access to Russian Arctic cod, and this is not acceptable.
Sean O'Donoghue there, the chief executive of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation. And the Rural Independent Group has called for the carbon tax to be entirely scrapped. While some opposition parties have opposed increases in the tax, they're the first group to entirely call for its elimination. Independent TD Matty McGrath says the cost of the carbon tax on people just can't be justified.
Once and for all, get real and deal with getting rid of this punitive carbon tax, because that's what it is. We hear all the stories of other parties, and they're against it, and they're not with it, they're against parts of it, and whatever. Many more are totally for it, and that's their decision. The fact that this Oireachtas voted almost 2 years ago now to pass it for 10 years without even coming before the House each year and any increase, we're running away with ourselves.
Well, the forecast staying mostly dry for the rest of the evening with sunny spells in light to moderate east to southeast winds. Tonight it'll be dry and rather chilly. Some clear spells and a few mist or fog patches developing in light winds. Lowest overnight temperatures between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius. Grass frost forming locally. Tomorrow Wednesday, another mostly dry day with good sunny spells. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 in light or moderate easterly winds. Main stories in brief this evening. The fire service and local community have been praised after bringing a gorse fire under control in West Donegal. It happened in the Crawley area. Councillor Micheál Colmigla-Aspig says he wants Donegal County Council officials to look again at calls for a proposed task force to tackle gorse fires. He says it's an idea coming from the community and it should be taken on board. 2,837 new cases of COVID-19 reported this afternoon. 477 patients in hospital with COVID across the country today, 17 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Taoiseach says people who cut turf and share it with their neighbours will not be penalised by the planned turf cutting ban. During heated exchanges in the Dáil with the Sinn Féin leader, Micheál Martin said opponents of the ban need to calm down. And investigations continue into a hit and run in Letterkenny on Sunday night in which a car exiting Larkins Lane was struck by an oncoming blue BMW car travelling in the wrong direction on the Pierce Road. The BMW did not remain at the scene. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The eviction notices for this Tuesday, the 26th of April. The death has occurred of Charlie Harper, Dunwiley, Stranorder. Charlie's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there at 10:30 on Thursday morning via Chapel Street for Mass of the Resurrection at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Stranorder Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the respiratory ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Martin McGowan at McGowan's funeral home, or any family member. The death has taken place of James Jim McKnight, Galdena, Manor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in the family plot in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church graveyard. House private, please, to family and close friends. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu to Ronald MacDonald House Dublin, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred in London of Padraig McNulty, formerly of Cumming, Clohan. His remains will repose at his sister Kate and Raymond McMenamin's home in Cumming from 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, with interment afterwards in Kiltievoge Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family, friends and neighbours welcome with family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Daniel Dan Gallagher, Ballykerrigan, Clohan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, followed by interment in Glenfinn Cemetery.
Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Kathleen Fury, née Brogan, Kilrain Upper, Glenties. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Margaret Brown, née McCrory, Listillian, Letterkenny. Margaret's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, which can be viewed on the Irish Martyrs Facebook page. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Church Cemetery, Drumkeen, arriving at approximately 2:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer Association, care of any family member. Rosary this evening at 9. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.